Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
like to apologize to you for yesterday. It was no fault of our own. We were here, but the station evidently wasn't ready. But the Most High willing, we're ready today. And yes, according to the song, there should be a movement of Yah's people, not in the wrong direction, but in the right direction. But history records that we're moving in the wrong direction. We're seeking after the favor and gods of our enemies. We're seeking to hate, mistreat, abuse, dominate, and sometimes kill one another. That's not according to code. You see, we have a king that goes according to code. We have a prophet that speaks according to code. Yeshayahu and King David. And that's what we're here to study today. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And we like to keep a pulse on his people in different nations in order to get some perspectives from ancient time to modern times. And so without further ado, let me bring my brother on. Praise and bless the Most High, Brother Cottrell. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Brother Yom Sufari, Sister Nastanya, Sister Abiyah, all the family that's out there, shalom, and Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing rather well, brother. How are you and your family doing?
Everybody as well. Praise y'all, giving thanks and praise to his holy name.
But, I
would have to disagree with you a little bit because we're right where we're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Right where Yah said we was going to be.
Right.
And if we ain't the people that Yah spoke of, then who is it? Because we fit the bill that he's talking about. We're going to be in the lands of our captivities. Our family's going to be broken up. We ain't going to know our name. We ain't going to know Yah's name. We're going to be serving false gods. Yeah, Most High predicted this like thousands of years ago, right?
Yeah.
But he said we would come out of it. We would come out of it. And you see the sign, Yom Kippur-y, that our people are coming out of it by learning the truth.
Exactly. But I would still say, Brother Cottrell, you may be right in some respect, but I still believe that according to the evidence, and the evidence speaks for itself, that we're not moving collectively in the right direction. We're doing group therapy, any splendid individual therapy, I'm some special therapy, where we need to be codified in the Most High therapy, truth be told.
So we know about the dry bones, right?
Exactly.
Can the bones heal themselves?
No, they cannot.
Can the bones bring themselves back to life?
No, they cannot.
Who could do that?
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless his holy name.
We already know what he did with the bone of Adam when he took his rib out and made fabulous woman, right?
Yes, he certainly did. He didn't make it from his feet so he could step on. He didn't make it from his head so he could be open. Made it equal side by side. Even they got that wrong, Cottrell. Truth be told. They got that wrong, Cottrell.
But I'll tell you this, yeah. I'm Sue.
Yeah.
Yah does wonders with bones, don't he?
He certainly does, Katya. He certainly does.
Okay.
Made a fabulous woman, as you said. Our equal companion, as you said. According to code, as you said. Yeah.
What would we do without that bone that Yah created from Adam?
Huh? Well, Katya, I love you. I love you like King David loves Jonathan. But I don't want to look at you every day. I'd rather look at me Sunday.
Hey, y'all, the feeling is mutual.
Exactly. Exactly.
But what you think y'all gonna do with these bones? Because we the bones he's talking about. And already,
exactly.
We the tail, we not the head. We in the bottom
exactly.
position. And we got so much flair. We got so much flavor. So much so everybody copies what we do. And we can tell.
Exactly.
We ain't in a position of power. Exactly. We begging for exactly. justice. Wait until the Most High gets his glory through us like he did in ancient times when he hardened Pharaoh's heart and gave our people power.
I can't wait for that moment. I cannot
wait
for that moment.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait. Gotta be patient.
Yeah, well,
gotta be humble.
As we said, just a metaphor, figure of speech. And it's like that, man, I sure can't wait. You know, like you're in a hurry to get to it. A metaphor of speech. But you're right, Carter. I still have to wait. It's true.
While we waiting, we better learn about Yah. Because he said, don't be so excited about that day of judgment that I'm about
right.
to bring on planet Earth.
Exactly.
Don't be so hasty
exactly.
in the stomach. So I ain't hasty.
Exactly.
When y'all bring it, it's going to come. In the meantime, in between time, I'm trying to learn and seek y'all to the greatest of my ability. With all my mind, heart,
and
soul, and strength.
And, Kadri, I have to concur with you on that. I have to concur with you. Truth be told. And the fellow students ought to concur with the statement Cartrell made. He said, don't be in such a rush to judgment. But in the meantime, study with us. Come every day, study with us when the station allows. Because like Cartrell said, we don't run nothing. We ain't got nothing. But now, if we answer, we run this radio station properly. But we don't. We just beggars, as Cartrell, in every aspect of our life. Not only this radio station. Law, liberty, politics, health, sex, you name it, I call it. It's true. Every aspect of our lives are controlled in its captivity. So it would be best for us to do what we do on a Real Talk for Real People show, which is study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and his people in different nations. You know, Kaji, I was thinking earlier today, and I was thinking about, they were talking about Shemitic nations. And these people seem to think they have ownership of maybe Semite, whatever they call it. Yeah, they may have ownership with just one nation, but you have to have, there are more Hamitic nations than one Ham nation. There are more Japhite nations than one Japhite nation. There are more Shemitic nations, more than one nation, but they were drawn from the Shemitic tribe of nations. But, and they over there talking, you talking about, you anti, man, what is you talking about? See, that, it goes to show you, Cartrell, they don't do any study. It just goes to show you. And that's why it's urgently needed for all students to be hands on deck when it comes to the word of Yah. It's just that simple, Cartier. And Cartier is right. We don't need to be rushing to no judgment. We need to rush to get our minds right. With the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yah, praise Yah and bless his holy name, Brother Cartier.
Yah, so you said so much in what you just said. Because the fact is, the fact of the matter, based on the studies we've been studying, our father Abraham, why was his name
right.
changed? His name was changed because the Most High said, you will be the father of what?
Many nations.
Many nations. Many, not just one. Many nations. So all the nations that came from Abraham, our father, are Shemitic nations. Whether they be Ishmaelites, whether they be from the sons of Keturah, or from the sons of Isaac, which Jacob was the beneficiary of, and Esau. So there's many Shemitic, Hebraic nations. We went around talking about we Hebrew Israelites. The Ishmaelites don't say they're Hebrew Ishmaelites. The Edomites don't say they're Hebrew Edomites. Right? They just say they're
exactly.
who they are.
Exactly. They don't like all that. They're doing too much.
They're doing way too much, but there's confusion in the world because people don't study. All you got to do
and
is study
we don't,
the book of Bereshit, Genesis, what they call it.
That's why
study
we,
the book of Bereshit.
Right.
And you will have a clear understanding of who's who and what's what. Because the term Semitic, anti-Semitic, Judaism is a religion,
I could convert and become a black Jew. And when people hate Jews, does it mean that they hate me because I'm a black Jew? Are they anti-Semitic because I've adapted or converted to Judaism? Because I'm a black Jew and you don't like Jews, is that anti-Semitism? Because I'm a black Jew or a Chinese Jew or a Russian Jew or a German Jew? Because anybody can be Jewish if you convert to that religion.
Exactly. And that's what we get at in these studies. We get to the core of the matter. We get to the bottom of the foundation. And we get to the cornerstone of truth. Because people have been throwing things out for centuries in this Western Hemisphere. And most of it is off the mark as far as spirituality is concerned. Most of it is off the mark as far as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and blessed holy name, the creator of us is concerned. We just go by what we hear. We don't do any investigation. We don't do any study. Now, let us go to a job. We'll investigate everything they say on that job. Let us get a wife or a husband. We'll try to investigate anything as far as that wife and her husband is concerned. Let us get a new car. We'll try to investigate anything as far as that new car is concerned, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to the word of Yah, when it comes to the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, we just complacent. And if we shouldn't be that way when it comes to the word of Yah. We should be on fire when it comes to Yah. We should be on fire for the truth. And those are the only elements that keeps us from his way, so to speak. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And that's why we're happy to be here on the Real Talk for Real People Studies. We don't skip to the loo, my darling, as far as our studies are concerned. We keep it real right down the line. It's just that simple.
Yeah, Yamsu. And I find it interesting that our slave masters, what did they take from us?
Took our names.
Our
took
name,
our identity.
Our language, our culture,
right.
Our identity, our history, our traditions as far as serving the Most High. But what did they let us keep?
They let us keep Jesus.
Christianity. Their God.
Jesus. How they working out for 400 years and counting?
Notice.
Not too well out there.
Notice, they didn't focus on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
No. That's too much
the
like
God
right
of Abraham, right. Isaac, and Jacob is clearly the God of the Old Testament.
Exactly.
Oh, no. They switched right to the New Testament. And they didn't find God because our people are locked into the New Testament and they know nothing about the scriptures, which the New Testament refers to. The scriptures.
You know, one of my baby brothers came over this week. He was speaking in terms about Jesus. And I didn't want to hit it, Jesus, man. He told Nasanya, I was about to jump on my brother for talking about Jesus. And listen to his mind think, hold on, that's that man right. You don't think she was going to intervene or call the police on you in my house? See, that's how that mind you in my house now. That's my wife who you talking to. You don't think she going to intervene in some shape, form, or fashion? I mean, Jesus couldn't have you here, brother. That's the whole thing. I'm telling you, don't bring him here or he can't help you. That's all. And I ain't going to come to your house, push me on you. But you're certainly not going to come to my house and push Jesus on me. It's just that simple. Okay?
Yeah, we've been brainwashed, Doc.
That's why I did. I took it with a grain of salt. But it was tickling to me after I thought about it. He didn't know what team she was on. She wasn't my team. She was simply on the team of Yah. And her husband happened to be an elder on the team and happened to be her husband. Hold on, he's an elder on the team and my husband. And you think, let's go with study, Katya. It's ludicrous. Fellow students, Brother Katya and I were studying in 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel, y'all call it Samuel, chapter 8, Brother Coins Conquest by King David. And Katya will be studying the 39th chapter of Yeshayahu, Babylon's envoys. So if it's okay with Cartrell, okay, I'm ready to study, y'all. What about y'all? Yes, sir. Kadri, are you ready? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So King, Brother Kadri, King Dawud reigned over all Israel. They were unified. And King Dawud administered judgment and justice to all his people, not some of them. Joab, his kinfolk, the son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, the son of Luke, was recorder. Zadok, the son of Hittu, and Amalek, the son of Ithar, were the priest. Zariah was the scribe, the writer. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiah, was over both the Sheratites and the Pelatites. And King Dawud's sons were chief ministers. They were ministers of every office, his sons. He had plenty of them. And we're going to end right there. That was short. Quick. Hold on. Let me go back. I started on the administration first. Okay, let's go back to King Dawud's conquests. That was the last part of that. After it came to pass, King Dawud attacked the Philistines, subdued them. And King Dawud took Methek Month from the hand of the Philistines. He defeated Moab, our cousin, forcing them down to the ground. He measured them off with a line. With two lines, he measured off those to be put to death. His king went under play with. With one line, those to be kept alive. So the Moabites became King Dawud's servants, our servants, and brought tribute as a result. King Dawud also defeated Hadadezer, the son of Rahab, king of Zobah. Also, he went to recover the territory at the river Euphrates. King Dawud took from him 1,000 chariots, good military equipment at the time, 700 horsemen, 20,000 foot soldiers. Also, because he didn't rely on his military might as they do today, King Dawud hamstrung the chariot horses, except that he spared enough of them for 100 chariots. He didn't put his trust in military might. That's why he hamstrung most of the horses for the chariots. When the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, King Dawud killed 27,000 of the Syrians. Then King Dawud posted garrison in Syria of Damascus. And the Syrians became King Dawud's servant, our servants, and brought tribute. So who preserved him? Was it military might? Was it good sense? His good looks? His friends? His brother? Sister? Zoab or whatnot? No. Who preserved King Dawud? So Yah preserved King Dawud. Wherever he went, he could do the same for you. And King Dawud took the shields of gold that had belonged to the servants, Hadadezer, and brought them to Jerusalem. Also from Bethah and from Barathai, city of Hadadezer. King Dawud took a large amount of bronze. When Tor, king of Hamath, we hear about that in modern times, Hamath, heard that King Dawud had defeated the army of King Hadadezer, then King Tor sent Joram, his son, to King Dawud, because he didn't want to be in that trouble with King Dawud. He had common sense. So he sent his son to King Dawud to greet him and bless him, because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. For Hadadezer had been at war with King Tor. And Joram, his son, brought with him articles of silver, articles of gold, articles of bronze, as a respect for the king, our brother. King Dawud also dedicated it. He wasn't selfish. He dedicated these to Yah, along with the silver and gold that he had dedicated from all the nations. He dedicated, he wasn't selfish. He gave it to who gave it to him. And that's showing you give who give to you. And King Yah, our spiritual king, had given those things to King Dawud. And he understood this. And he gave him right back to King Yah. Praise Yah. That's a good characteristic to emulate. If you want to emulate someone, King Dawud also dedicated these to Yah, along with silver and gold that he had dedicated from all the nations which he had subdued. These nations, which is from Syria, from our cousin Moab, from the people of Amnon, our cousin, from the Philistines, from Amalek, from the spoils of King Adadazar, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah. And King Dawud also made himself a name when he returned from killing 18,000 Syrians in the Valley of Salt. He also put garrisons in Edom, our brother's land. Throughout all Edom, he put, our brothers always cause mess, don't he? They still do. All Edom he put garrisons. He had to keep an eye on our brothers. And all the Edomites, which are our brothers, became King Dawud's servants. Who preserved Yah? His mama, his brother, his wives, his children, his friends, Yom Suf Arif, Kadriel? No. It says you who Pacific can do the very same to you. And Yah preserved King Dawud wherever he went, because King Dawud understood the code. King Dawud loved the code. King Dawud respected the code. And King Dawud was humble enough to know he couldn't do this thing by military might. He couldn't do this thing with his good looks. He couldn't do this with wisdom and understanding. He had to do this and could only do this, and certainly in your case too, can do this by the Most High preserving you and protecting you in any regard. So in the morning when you get up tomorrow morning, I'm not going to read over King Dawud's administration. Seek the Most High counsel. When you're having problems, seek the Most High counsel. Humble yourselves, because you can't do this on your own. As King Dawud didn't do this, and he didn't put his trust in a Tomahawk missile. He didn't put his trust in Middleton Police Department. He didn't put his trust in Memphis Police Department. No. King Dawud put his trust, who preserved him, as we all should be thinking and relying on, is the God, our spiritual king of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Yah, bless his holy name. Praise Yah. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic, my brother.
Did you finish? Did you read verse 15?
Yeah. I just didn't do that administration part. I did that little part first quarter.
Okay.
You know, the King Dawud's administration. And it reads like this, Cottrell, fellow student, if you missed that on something. I'm going to read it. King Dawud reigned over all years. It was united. And King Dawud administered judgment and justice to all his people because of his unification. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. Zadok, the son of Hittu, and Amalek, the son of Abithar, were priests. Sarara was the scribe. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over both the Cheratites and the Pelatites. And King Dawud's sons were chief ministers. Straight to the point. Go ahead, Brother Country.
So do we know who the Cheratites and the Pelatites are?
Break it down to them, Country, like they were 4 years old. They shouldn't be offended.
These are Philistine warriors,
mm-hmm,
and foreign warriors,
mm-hmm,
that align themselves with the nation of Israel,
mm-hmm,
after they seen that the Most High was with King David.
Mm-hmm. Tell them, brother.
But
tell them like a tea.
There's some synchronicity in the lessons that we're bringing, because verse 7, it says, King David took the gold shields that belonged to Hadadezer servants and brought them to Jerusalem. King David,
mm-hmm,
also took large quantities of bronze from Bethah and Berathiah, Hadazar cities. All these treasures we're about to read about in the study we're about to go into in the book of Yeshayahu. Because one of King David's descendants, King Hezekiah, I don't want to get too far ahead of the story,
mm-hmm,
but he did something with these treasures that King David has stored up after all these battles, the crushing the Philistines and crushing, who else did he crush?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he crushed
The Philistines, Moab, Amnon,
Edom,
Amalek, Edom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And your book is different from mine.
Right.
Verse
13. You can't be friends with your enemies, Cottrell. Either
no.
they going to get you or you going to get them. You can't sit on the stage New York, it wasn't New York City, I think it was whatever that city in New York, begging your enemies to love you because you love them. Come on now. It don't work that way. Okay? You got to subdue your
And your book, reads different from mine. Because
yes,
verse 11 in my book says, King David dedicated these articles to Yah, along with the silver and the gold he had dedicated from all the nations he conquered, from Edom, verse 12, Moab, Ammon, the Philistines, Amalek, and from the goods taken from Zobah, King Hadadezer, son of Rehob. Read what yours says, because it doesn't say Edom. It says the Assyrians or something. Verse 11.
Okay. Verse 11. And yours is Syria? Cottrell?
It says Edom, verse 12.
Edom.
Yours says
Syria. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And mine said at 11. It says, King David also defeated dedicated these to Yah, along with all the seven gold that he dedicated from all the names which he had to do, from Syria, from Moab, our cousin,
Syria,
from Ammon. Yeah.
Doesn't say Syria. Mine says Edom. And after Edom is Moab.
Okay. All right. I don't put my total reliance on the scribes of this nation anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm very appreciative, Cottrell, for sharing that information with us. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. All right, Brother Cottrell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're all ears, brother. We're all ears.
Oh, I'm done. All praise.
Oh, okay. All praise. Well, since Brother Cottrell's done, we're not done yet. Don't turn out the light. Go get you some juice. Turn to chapter 39 of Yeshayahu. A lot of you call it this brother Isaiah. That's not his name. His Hebrew name is Yeshayahu. Get it right, people. Brother Cottrell, chapter 39, the Babylonian envoys.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even for our great prophet, Yeshayahu, who they call Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet. In this chapter, he's dealing with current events
exactly.
of his time.
At that time, right. And today.
The King Hezekiah. And the threat that King Hezekiah is facing, okay? Because we already know the Assyrians talking about attacking him. And the Most High told him not to fear, that he would send, what was the king's name?
King Hezekiah?
No, Sennacherib.
Okay.
King Sennacherib, he sent them back to Syria, and his own sons killed him after he threatened King Hezekiah.
Exactly.
So we got the Assyrian Empire, and now we got the Babylonian Empire. And Babylon is sending their envoys to King Hezekiah. Well, you know, the Assyrians sent their envoys to King Hezekiah, right? Rob Sheik was like, don't listen to your God, don't listen to the king. You know what, you know, the king of Assyria has done to these nations and their gods. So don't believe King Hezekiah and don't believe the God he serves. Now we're dealing with the Babylonians. And the Babylonians are sending envoys to King Hezekiah. Is that the picture? Since at that time, Merodach, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent envoys with a letter and a present to King Hezekiah. For he heard that he had been sick and had recovered. We know that story, right?
Exactly.
Y'all gave King Hezekiah how many years?
15.
15 years. Because he's about to die. Y'all said, get yourself together because you're about to get up out of here, son. And y'all gave him 15 more years to be covered. King Hezekiah, welcome. Huh? Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Because King Hezekiah prayed. Yah said, okay, I'm going to give you 15 more. So let's see what King Hezekiah does with these 15 years that Yah has granted him. King Hezekiah welcomed them gladly. Who did he welcome? These emissaries from Babylon.
Exactly.
What did he do? And he showed them his treasure house.
Stupid.
The silver, the gold, the spices, the precious oil, his whole armory, all that was found in his storehouses. We just read about King David, right?
Exactly.
And how he conquered these nations and build up these storehouses and these treasures, right? These gold shields and all that. That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
King Hezekiah is showing him the treasures that his great-great-great-great-grandfather stored up for the nation. There was nothing in his house or in all his realm that King Hezekiah did not show them.
Crazy.
He's supposed to do that. Then Yeshayahu the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say? And from where did they come to you? King Hezekiah said, they have come to me from a far country, from Babylon. He's all proud. They came to me from a far country, from Babylon. He said, what have they seen in your house? This is Yeshayahu asking King Hezekiah, what have they seen in your house, O great king? King Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that's in my house. There is nothing in my storehouse that I did not show them. How crazy is that? Just you saying
crazy.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Then Yeshayahu said to King Hezekiah, hear the words of Yah hosts, O king. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and that which your fathers have stored up until this day. Who was his father that stored that stuff up until this day? We're talking about King David. That's right. We just read it. Shall be carried to Babylon. Wow. Nothing shall be left, says Yah. And some of your own sons will come from you, who come from you, who you, O father, shall be taken away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. And I know you know what a eunuch is.
Yeah.
I know you know what a eunuch is.
They take their testicles.
Oh, yeah. They take the family jewels. Then King Hezekiah said to Yeshayahu, the word of Yah that you have spoken is good. Hold up. Wait a minute. Did he just say that?
Yeah.
Is it really good? For he thought there will be peace and security in my days. How selfish is that for King Hezekiah to say that?
Right.
He ain't got to worry about
it.
Yeah, but the punishment is not going to fall on him. It's going to fall on his son.
Right.
He don't care. Don't fall on him.
Right.
He's talking about the word that y'all spoken is good. No, it's not. He said, your sons who will come from you, who you will father, shall be taken away. They shall be eunuchs. That's good?
Nothing good about that, brother.
Come on, man. It shows our people are crazy.
Stop.
We've been crazy
Stop.
For a long time.
You better believe
Even
it.
Our leader, our king.
You better believe
He's talking about that's good, as long as he has peace in his day. And some of us today are selfish just like that, huh?
Yes, we certainly are. We only think about ourselves.
It's not a good reflection on how our thinkers, you say our thinkers are broke. King Hezekiah's
right.
thinker is broke. With all the mercy that Yah showed him, he extended his life 15 years, and all he cares
right.
about is himself. He's not caring
yes.
about his future posterity, his future generations. Or they could go into Babylon and be eunuchs. That's not going to affect me.
his own children. What a shame. And children of the nation. What a shame.
That's why we got to pray like our brothers, like King Hezekiah. We got to pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Yah forgive
exactly.
King Hezekiah for having these thoughts.
Exactly.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, country. Praise Yah. Bless his holy name.
So you waiting for me to comment? Lessons were short and sweet, full of potency, lot to meditate on, and we can see the synchronicity called an animal magical. But Yah is great and glorious, and mayhaps we learn something from these lessons, to look inside of ourselves, and not be so self-centered like King Hezekiah. Because what we do has an effect on the generations to come. All praise.
All praise. Cottrell and fellow students, that was a short, quick, and sweet study, but it's not over. It's only just begun. Brother Cottrell and I, we've done our part. It ain't over with just because we did our part bring it to your attention. Now it's up to you. You got to get codified with it. You got to meditate on it. You got to percolate with it. You got to exercise and all aspects of your life. And when your enemy come against you, do like King Dawg. Don't trust in the police. Don't trust in your friend, brother, sister, and other. Don't trust in your armament. King Dawg, he made those military horses weak. He only kept 100. And who trusted he put his trust in, as you should? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Cottrell just studied right along with us. And then, don't have the audacity and presumptuousness to be like King Hezekiah and say, it's all about me. I'm so special. Hell with the rest of them. No, that ain't good. That ain't good, brothers and sisters. If you think it's all about you, your thinking broke. It's about all of us. United we stand, divided we continue to fall in every aspect of our lives. Now, exercise y'all word. Exercise the code. It's just that simple. It ain't hard. You just making it hard. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, do you have any comments, last comments, and so on and so forth, goodbyes, and so on, good night, or whatnot?
May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable to our Creator, our Rock, our Redeemer, our fortress, our high tower, our refuge. May his words go throughout the universe and impart what it's meant to do on our hearts, those who are meant to receive it. We love y'all. Thank y'all for allowing us to do this. Shalom and good night.
Like my brother said, you heard what he said. He ain't lying. We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom and good night. Right, let me get on back to the station because my computer is shutting me out. I'm going to play that lovely song, Exodus, because we certainly need it. We certainly have needed it. And the sooner the better, but like Cottrell said, take time out to study y'all, to get to know y'all, and share y'all with people that want to be shared with. Shalom and good night.